It's a great pleasure to introduce and to hear read Leanne Brown, who is our next poet. She was the first ever poet that read in the reading series that I run called the Desert City Series. And I was doing this in Winston-Salem, and Winston-Salem has a little bit more of a conservative aesthetic than the Carrboro area. And if you want a story about that, there's a real good one I'll tell you later. But so she came out, she's the first reader, and you know the crowd, there's a good crowd, and Leanne got up there and showed them what poetry really was, as she will for you all tonight. Please welcome Leanne Brown.
Thank you. Almighty fortresses, open your doors. All swords to plowshares beaten. Why do our leaders lead us to war? All vengeful hatred eaten. For still our ancient foe within us each doth grow. Our need this hour is great. Disarm this cruel fate. Our words of love unscrew it. I'm going to read a few poems from my book. I'm going to make that same request of holding the applause that you might have toward the end, because I can squeeze more poems in that way. I really appreciate being invited here, and I'm going to try to read a few poems that talk about my relationship to the South, because I feel very much identified as a Southern poet, but I live up in New York City, so I'm constantly sort of thinking about that back and forth. This is written after a big series of small black churches throughout the South were being burned, and I wrote this right after that. It explains it. A call for vertical integration in the eye of the storm. Purple and blue Tiffany combo in the church of my childhood struggle of perfect public meat longing again, vine-covered, power-flower conflict, hunger for green. Struggle, if this is sin, then separation, grace abounds even more than bonds. Doubt, boundaries, strikes, not programmable. Stretched grace strikes us down. Social eels demand ransom. Children, do not bow your heads. Tranquility of hymns is shattered and addressed. 2 days ago, I saw the black ash of a church burned on its sure foundation. Century-old pin oaks scorched against stones of those who can't ever leave this site. Who witnessed who drove away during the sermon burning? Who is burning these churches? Make them stop. After weaving our way through the new upscale Charlotte city limit suburban scrawl out Ray Road, through her country memory, my mom and I persuade the cop protecting the vacated scene to let us pass the yellow and black plastic ribbons to see the smoldered mess. Not much left. Blackened beams, jams kicked out by anonymous torch, red clay wet from last night's useless hoses. A little house with vacant front porch right across the street. I imagine the fear and go home and write this poem. In the mind of the South, W.J. Cash wrote that he and his generation, quote, hated the South with the exasperated hate of a lover who cannot persuade the object of his affections to his desire. Charlotte, I love you deeply. That's why I had to leave. I see your changes keyed up rapidly flashing past the new contra dance named Independence Boulevard, which is way convoluted like the traffic, which is nothing compared to up here, up north, from whence I write this letter. Letter out, letter back. And here's a sort of a poet's labor poem for the poet's complaint. It's not just about writer's block. Exercising the drill bit in my mouth, I am past working for the man, yet must do it again. Again do it must I, like every poor sod, guiltily sapping on laziness's bed of downright southern insolence, mules and drugs, sleepy of culture, culture of sleepy, walked in pumps, stumped out to yards of S. O'Hara's spoilers. Miss Scarlet Mars on Venus moons. O muser, be my abuser. Wake up, Atalanta's burning. When will I again be evicted from this divine sepulcher? When will I get my jump Astarte'd from above? Athena should be leaner. Brand me again with the mark of the breast. I need a wing haven. I need a thrush band of gypsies holding mirrors to my waist. I need a lark who sings so out of tune so as to shake me to my roots. But please, can you make it not hurt so much like last time? Pull my hair only hard enough to make it grow greener than grass, and death seems so near, but not yet here. It's okay. Just save it up, save it up. Okay, no, okay. No. And one of my favorite poems I heard today was, his name is escaping me, but the guy that read the poem about lonely, Mac Ivy. He had the word lonely here. I actually tore up the word and put it in my markers, but this is my alone poem. It's sort of the almost like the positive aspects of trying to finally figure out what to do to be alone. Alone. Is blue sky still as vibrant with children's voices? The pull of something nameless to occupy with many names my time? I have no words for the air to make objects ring. I am finally alone. Every object in this room takes up space, having texture. The chair, so silent and angled, standing, reflected, shadowed, not straining, one part against another. Alone, I have been searching for you, who is no one else, not even an I. So many things to do in this world, all with a clean face in the morning when sounds and light are most together. Can you bear the stillness? Repeat it until it becomes exciting, like a jewel, a vibrating thing with no sound. Here's a found poem made from my mother's letters. How glad, she always starts her poems with how glad I was to hear your voice on the phone the other night. How glad, for the time being, the doll is in the freezer, but that will not solve the problem forever. When I got the house all decorated with dogwood branches, which I had forced, plus camellias, and put the Ukrainian eggs you gave me in my popcorn dogwood branches, we were all ready for company. If you are acquainted with any nutritional, quote, health nuts who have some new suggestions for recipes, please send them. I served slaw and her locker's barbecue heated in the special sauce which Bob had gotten on Highway 29. At one point, he turned several somersaults on the floor while he continued to play the instrument, which was curved in shape. This past week, I went to the Black Forest bookstore where I asked the owner to help me find a book that would be especially good for Esther Massey Prince's grandchildren when their mother dies of a brain tumor, which may be very soon. We were amazed to see that the children's choir was made up of 9 Hmong children plus 6 American blondes. Whoever has the most penny in the jar has to kiss a cow, perhaps a calf, on December 10th. She told him that she was going to Washington, D.C. to see the Dutch artists exhibit with, quote, someone else. I cooked thin, lean pork chops. And going to do one from the section called Devastation. There's about 8 ballads in this book, and I'm going to do one. It's a modern cruel mother ballad. It's the ballad of Susan Smith. You might remember that story. And actually, Harriet Mullen, whose sister and her husband are in the audience, helped me write one of the stanzas in here. She gets credit in the back. But it's a traditional Appalachian ballad that comes from the the British cycle of, you know, cruel mother ballads. You might be familiar with this. But this is a traditional tune, and I sort of, you know, like ballads use tabloid stories, you know, and spread the news and make commentary on upon them. So this is mine. I put my car into reverse on a lee and lonely. This will be my baby's hearse down by the Green Lake side, yo. I am a daughter of the mill on a lee and lonely. Young I am but doomed to kill down by the Green Lake side, yo. I had a love I thought was true on a lee and lonely. More he rubbed, the redder I grew down by the Green Lake side, yo. Left high and dry and all alone on a lee and lonely. These babes weigh me down like a stone down by the Green Lake side, yo. I see a dark man in my dream on a lee and lonely. He'll be the one to take the blame down by the Green Lake side, yo. Oh no, oh no, what have I done on a lee and lonely? To please myself, I've killed my sons down by the Green Lake side, yo. Naught will cleanse me of this sin on a lee and lonely. To please myself, I'd do it again down by the Green Lake side, yo. A nation's pity for my plight on a lee and lonely. I look so innocent and white down by the Green Lake side, yo. How can a woman rout her womb on a lee and lonely, but not close her baby's tomb down by the Green Lake side, yo? My face, it cracks at what I say on a lee and lonely. I'll spend my life in prison gray far from the Green Lake side, yo. You did as much as dash our brains on a lee and lonely. Blood on your hands is our refrain down by the Green Lake side, yo. My babes, they speak the cold dark lake on a lee and lonely. Shoots forth its hand more souls to take down by the Green Lake side, yo. And that last stanza alludes to a year later, some of their family went down to the lake and to look at the river and the lake, and the car slid in and four more people died. So that's true. So, yeah, thank you. And I'm going to end with, I got two more. I lose track of time, is that right? Okay. Two more at the very end. As a little adjunct to that, my grandmother, who I write about a lot in this book, taught me this rhyme. Stentolite, stentolite, O globular vivific, fain may I fathom thy nature's specific, loftily poised on either capacious, greatly resembles a gem carbonaceous. Stentolite, stentolite, O globular vivific, fain may I fathom thy nature's specific. I said, is that in English? And she's like, yes, that's your big words. So that's, she set me on my language games. So, okay. This is a good one for newly engaged people, too. It's a visionary poem for community, for everybody, but specific. Sustain pedal. Come on, you who remembers your dreams, who acts upon them in this world. Come, you who I often and silently call, so that I may be with you. Come and sustain me, and I will sustain you with what sustenance I have, with the curls of revolutionary quiet, with lovely Baroque convolutions of thought. Come make with me a baby of both of us, a new and separate being with brothers and sisters born and unborn, who we will meet and recognize as time progresses. We know not how, yet isn't that the beauty of it? Late into the nights, early in the day, sleeping and waking, when apart, not separate, for the distant vibrational hum, if I listen under the earth, lets me listen to myself, the full register of the earth, and all musics of the spheres, the waters we have within each other, and all around the very air, share our perceptions, respect our quiets, heal our hurts, throats and necks, backs and hearts, protect to open, make a new life for those around us fully and for those to come too. And the last is The Words of Love with an epigraph by Will Oldham. I thank the world it will anoint me if I show it how I hold it. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb and also to the other one. The march is long and now I stand again on ground fresh broken. I had small difficulty made keeping up with your parade. The underbrush was heavy, dense with sounds of distant fire. I've been cut and I've been frayed, then spliced as whole as any maid. Despite this rending, I have stayed in aisles of trees amongst the shades. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb and also to the other one. The march is long and now I stand again on ground fresh broken. Our loved ones, they have gone far from camps of death and harm. We're still in this mortal coil, words of love as leaves unfurl. Now you and me, we're each alone, yellow cake and marrow bone. All sense of fear now pass away, I'll trace a map along the way. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb and also to the other one. The march is long and now I stand again on ground fresh broken. Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne.